Hello, you guys.
Hi, guys.
Welcome back to I'm the Devil Pod.
Yay, welcome back to the pod.
It's a Vanderpump Rules rewatch podcast.
Yeah, and pop culture roundup.
Yeah.
And it's a freaking pop culture roundup. Here's the thing.
I don't know the last time we round up the pop culture, but I have some stuff to say on the bonus episode.
To me, pop culture is our lives and what we live through as well.
Right.
It's popular culture. It's popular stuff to me.
And it's in our culture.
It's part of my cultural context.
I'm Sophie Olson-Felton.
I'm Hannah Wakefield.
And that's all.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning.
Thanks for tuning in.
I like the sound of thanks for tuning.
Thanks for tuning.
No in. Thanks for tuning.
Period.
TOONING. Thanks for tuning.
Should we tell everyone the Celsius flavors we're having?
Yes.
I'm having strawberry lemonade.
I'm having sparkling mango passion fruit.
Wait,
which
can I
is
try a sip of that one?
Yeah, it's my favorite one. Can I try yours?
This one's so good. Passion fruit is my favorite flavor.
This one's good too, but that one's better.
No, that's better, obviously. But I'm not true to this. I'm new to this. So I literally every time I get a Celsius, get a new flavor to see.
Straight up, and now you know.
I mean, that one is so good.
Yeah.
I love passion fruit.
When I was abroad, I ate a passion fruit every single day.
Oh. In Rwanda?
Yep.
Yep.
Obviously, wasn't going to say where, but
you know I'm going to say where every single time.
I know. That's why I bring it up.
Yep.
It's important to get that kind of stuff out, but you need to break the news before the news breaks you. Yeah.
That's so true. Gotta get ahead of that. Gotta get ahead of the fact that you went abroad in Rwanda.
When people were criticizing me in college for doing it, just one girl, I was like, what the fuck is your problem? Okay, I'm experiencing a new culture.
I definitely don't feel critical of it.
Thank you.
Like,
that girl is just out to get
me. I could be so wrong, but I definitely don't feel like, I don't think it's worse than going anywhere else, is it?
I don't think so.
I don't want to speak on that.
I don't really want to speak on it
either,
like, but
begging us not to go to Rwanda.
No, I mean, my host family was extremely happy to have me there.
Yeah, okay.
Period. They messaged me to this day.
Okay, so
where are you? Come back. They made me call them mama and papa.
Yep.
Fine with me.
Hannah, what sexy unique thing happened to you this week?
It happened last night. It felt like something like God smiled upon me. I just told it to you, but I'm gonna tell it in a slightly more optimistic and
okay
exciting way.
Yeah, let's reframe.
Okay, so I have this thing where the second I get tired, I'm exhausted.
Mm-hmm.
Can't keep my eyes open.
Yeah.
Narcolepsy style. It's been a problem in past relationships for me.
Yeah.
Where they will be like, get up and wash your face and brush your teeth. And I'm like, literally leave me the fuck alone. I'm sleeping. I'm in my clothes. My lights are on and I'm sleeping. Okay. I've gotten in fights about it.
That could not be me.
It's honestly really bad. It is like I have a disorder. Last night I had one glass of wine.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was doing notes on the episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the episode, I was like, I am bone tired right now. I'm going to close my eyes for 1 minute. Then I'm going to get up
right
and do all my nighttime stuff.
As if you've ever had it happen like that.
Well, sometimes you do this thing where I set an alarm for 1 minute or 2 minutes.
That's crazy.
It works 10% of the time.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Statistics are looking bad.
Anyways, I closed my eyes for 1 minute. And then all of a sudden, it was 6.5 hours later.
Yes.
Phone was dead. Computer was dead. In my bra, in my underwear. Lights on. I'm panicking because I famously have to get up for work at 5. And I was like, what if it's past 5? It very well could be. And then I looked outside and I was like, the sun doesn't seem to be in the right place. I think it's before 5. So stupid, nighttime. Then I had to plug all my stuff in, wait for it to turn on. Standing at my desk, panting, sweating. Mm-hmm. It was 4. So
thank God I had a whole extra hour left of sleep.
I had one more whole hour of sleep.
Thank God.
The thing that sucks is that it felt like I had only closed my eyes for 1 minute as was my original plan.
Yes.
But I had a full night's sleep in the time in the blink of an eye.
Yes.
Anyways, then I got up for work, went to work, had a really bad time.
Yep.
Keep having a really bad time for some reason.
Just randomly gonna keep having an awful time.
Randomly just gonna be not having fun there.
That will end soon.
I hope. Nobody tell them that I said that. Seriously.
Guys,
I'll lose my job.
I want to do like something bad there that I don't think it would be advisable for me to say on air.
Yeah, keep it to yourself, but tell me off.
Okay, just like arson.
Oh my God.
But I'm joking.
Me too, and I'm joking too. I'm joking about everything. I love it there. Packed all my shit up and I went to work. I was like, literally, thank God, like my internal clock is so brilliant.
Yeah.
I could wake myself up before my alarm.
That's so true.
My alarm that I hadn't set. And you know what? That's not that sexy or unique, but...
It's what happened to you.
Yeah. And I'm... My Celsius hasn't quite hit yet.
It's okay. It will.
But
it will.
So I'm about to be firing on all cylinders. But now I'm not quite there.
That's fine. And I have the energy. I can bring it.
I can fucking bring it this episode.
I can bring the energy.
Okay. Well, Sophia,
you guys,
bring it.
You guys are constantly doubting me. And I'm constantly proving you wrong.
I'm always fucking stepping up to the plate when nobody expects
literally,
me to.
Literally day in, day out. I feel like I'm... barely ever stepping up.
I'm stepping away from the plate on purpose.
I'm backing away.
Okay. Okay, Sophia, what sexy unique thing happened to you this week?
I had one really fun show on St. Patrick's Day, whatever fucking day
that was. What day was that? Because people have been wearing green for days. People at work keep saying to me, like, you're gonna get pinched.
It was on Monday.
Okay.
This Monday.
So nobody should have been threatening to pinch me on Saturday.
No. No one should have been threatening to pinch you, period. I'll say that much. I wasn't wearing a lick of green to the show, but I had one show earlier in the night, like at like 7, which was fun. Kind of a chiller vibe. Mm-hmm. And then
chiller vibe.
A bit of a chiller vibe. And then I took the train to Union Hall and I did Kira's show and it was really fun. The crowd was like, woo, they were freaking out. They were loving it.
Electric.
It was electric in there. And my set was taped. So I'm like, yes, hopefully I can get some content out of
Yay.
That. I need like literally one single reel of mine doing stand up to go viral.
It will.
Maybe.
It's gonna.
It will. No, I actually need to be way more positive. whenever I start to say something negative, I'm like, why would I ever speak that into existence?
No, exactly.
No, it will go viral. It is just like at this point none of them have, but that is fine
up until this point. But look,
it doesn't
day.
Happen until it happens, and I only need one to go viral for me to gain like 1,000 followers. So
yeah, exactly.
You know what the fuck is up. And
a follower for Sophia is half a follower for me, because sometimes yes. people that follow Sophia follow me,
and sometimes people who follow you don't follow me,
right? Yeah. And that is a secret between me and Sophia
that we can't speak on right now.
Or literally ever.
I know. It makes me laugh so hard.
Me too.
Some of the people who listen to this podcast are amazing people you would never expect to be listening.
People you would literally never, Shocked. Ever expect.
But if you're listening, trust that I am glad you're here.
No, literally. I'm so happy
Welcome
that you're
to the
here.
Family.
And I love you.
I love you. I literally love you and I embrace you with open arms. What else? Yeah, that show was just really fun. And it's like, sometimes I'm like, damn, I do love doing stand-up comedy. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do like a new material show in... like a week and a half or something.
Oh, yeah, I saw
which
that.
Will be fun. 2 weeks. So I got to write like 5 to 10 minutes of new material. And I don't know. I'm just having fun.
Yay.
I just want to be like doing more stand up and stuff like that. This is like not sexy or unique, but I'm just like, I really want to be getting, I want to be grinding. I want to be getting my 10,000 step.
10,000 hours artist way?
Yeah, wait. And Malcolm Gladwell.
What's his deal? What is he saying? 10,000 steps?
No,
he's saying to get 10,000 steps
no,
per day?
No, he's saying that to be an expert on something,
you need to practice for 10,000 hours.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he didn't make that up. It's been around for a while.
He might have popularized that. I can't speak on that. I literally can't. I'm not equipped to speak on that.
Oh, we'll figure it out. We'll post on the Instagram about it.
Yeah, I know you guys are going to be fucking pissed off when I'm spreading this information about Malcolm Gladwell. But yeah, I don't know. I literally am just like, I just want to be like booked more, and I would love to be like getting reps, stuff like that.
Hell so yeah.
Got to keep trying. Got to get one Instagram reel to go viral. And then I think that should change my whole life.
I think absolutely everything is going to change.
Be changing everything for me.
What if I was like, and I want to release music?
Wow. That would be legit awesome. That would make me laugh so hard.
Should I try?
Sorry, it would make me laugh. It would make me smile. It would be so funny if you put out a song.
Oh my God, maybe I will. What am I going to do? Write a song?
If you literally want to, you should try.
I mean, I don't want to. Okay, I want to because I love to sing, but it's more of just a passionate hobby.
Yeah, it's more like, let's go to karaoke.
Right.
Yeah.
Or it's more like, I'm going to be home alone and I'm going to take the mics that we use for podcasting and I'm going to go ahead and plug them into my computer and sing to myself.
Yeah, totally.
I stopped doing that cute thing where I write it down with my...
Hannah transitioned out of...
guys, I transitioned.
Hannah transitioned out of using a notebook into using her computer, because god damn it, I just can't imagine how long that was taking you.
It was taking me so long, but I love to have a little notebook that I carry around that has a bunch of notes about Vanderpump Rules in it. Of course. Maybe I'll transcribe them.
Was your finger cramping?
Yeah, my hand would start hurting bad.
Yeah. Vanderpump Rules season 2 episode 8, Sherlock Stassi. It's actually just the scene that we watched at the end of last episode. It's the sidewalk sale that Christina Kelly is having. So Christina Kelly, Kristen, and Stassi are all there. They are talking about the Kristen and Jax rumors. And yeah, this part, like, we've seen, Katie comes up. She says that she hates herself more than any of them hate them.
Because of all the bad things that she did. Done.
And then she walks off and she kind of does what Jax did the other episode, where she walks off just like across the street within their eye.
Yes.
their view. She then sits down like a child.
Yeah. She's acting like she's leaving forever and she's literally going within their eye line still.
Of course. But I think that one might have been, as you said, producer. Like, I literally don't think she wants to be there right now.
No, 100%.
Like, you have to film this scene. And well, so she's like, okay.
Yeah. They forced her to go to the yard sale. Yeah. Why would she ever go to the yard sale? Can I say as well that when they are kind of like reprimanding Katie and talking about the things that she's done, Kristen says that this happens all the time and that Katie has pushed her in the past.
Oh my god.
Keys in the bushes, water in the face, called her a cunt, pushed her. God damn.
Imagine if like that literally is like you, me, Alicia hanging out and one of us gets so drunk and then starts just like screaming at the other two, shoving you, throwing water in your face. Imagine.
I would call one of your moms immediately. Yeah, I would be like something is really, really wrong.
Something is literally wrong. They're having an episode.
And through the course of this whole episode, people keep being like, that's just Katie. Katie just does that.
I know.
Help her. Help her.
The problem is that they all need help and they cannot facilitate getting help for themselves, let alone another person on the show.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Like, I know.
Because like Kristen needs help. They all need help.
They all Stassi need help.
Kristen is also saying like, oh my god, I'm literally shaking right now. And it's like, sorry. Also, we are talking about this with the full knowledge that, if this is a spoiler for you, I'm so sorry. But we're going to be talking about this with the full knowledge that Kristen and Jax have slept together.
Yeah. I mean, the rumors are true.
The rumors are true. But it's also like, when has a rumor ever been brought to the show and then disproven?
Because why would you bring a rumor that's not true to the show? That's just not interesting.
And like, they're acting incredibly guilty. So I'm sorry if that's like ruining your viewing experience, but that's how we're going to be operating in the space right now.
To be honest, it makes it better to watch.
Knowing that. Yeah, 100%.
Because it's way more fun to be like, why is she saying that sleeping with Jax is making her sick to her stomach like she wants to die when she did it?
Twice.
When she did it twice.
Okay, so then Stassi goes and follows Katie and is like, tell me everything you know. Mm-hmm. Katie says that she's kept this rumor from Stassi for 6 months because she didn't want to spread rumors.
Yeah, because it was a rumor and you shouldn't repeat rumors. That's how they get spread.
Yes, exactly. Back with Christina Kelly and Kristen. Christina Kelly makes Kristen swear that it's not true. And then Kristen swears on the lives of our entire family. She's like, my cousins, my nephews, my mom, my dad. She swear on their lives.
Christina Kelly's life, Stassi's life, her niece, her nephew, and her mother that she and Jax did not sleep together. Because that's really gross, Christina. Yeah, Kristen,
why
you're doing
are you
too much.
Doing this?
You're doing too much.
You're doing far too much. It's literally so funny.
She is just simultaneously doing too much and not enough.
I know, no, literally, because this is exactly how she's doing too little. Stassi is suspicious of Kristen because she's being weirdly calm. Which is, she is being really calm. Like, we kind of talked about this with the Ariana thing where Kristen was like, I just don't trust Ariana is telling me the truth because she's being so calm. To be honest with Ariana, I think she would be calm whether or not she was lying or telling
the
truth.
I think so too.
Kristen, though, we know, has insane mental illness. Well, where obviously if you were to accuse her of something that she didn't do, she would go insane, screaming at you, yelling, freaking out, obviously.
And we've seen her do, she flies off the handle BPD style.
Yeah, of course.
And what, she's going to be cool as a cucumber and forgive and forget in this instance?
And like, we'll see the whole episode, her and Jax kind of doing this thing where they both are just being like, let's just let it go. Let's just let it go.
Yeah, since when have you ever let anything
when
go?
Literally either of you ever thought that we should just let something go?
Like, that's so crazy.
It's
I cannot believe how obvious they're being.
It's so crazy.
It's so stupid.
It's so crazy. Okay, so then Christina Kelly and Stassi go into Christina Kelly's apartment, which is like, honestly, kind of cuter than any of their apartments.
100%. I mean, Christina Kelly has style.
Yeah. And it's like a standalone house, like unit or whatever. Yeah. And Stassi says that she believes the rumors 98%.
Yep. Yep.
And like explains that basically the timing of this makes sense because Katie says that it happened in January and that's when everyone was beefing with Stassi.
And during that time, Kristen and Tom got in a huge fight and yes. Kristen slept at Jax's apartment. Actually, what the fuck?
No, it is literally so strange if you were to get in a fight with your boyfriend and not sleep at one of your best friend's houses, but instead go sleep at one of your boyfriend's best friends.
Yeah. Especially because like Kristen and Katie weren't in a fight. No. She could have easily slept at Katie's.
Mm-hmm. I feel like she's her and Tom, one of them is often sleeping at Katie and Schwartz's.
Yes.
We're back outside with Katie apologizing to Kristen, and Kristen is now doing this thing where she's like, I don't care. Like, it's fine that you like spread the rumor. I only care that Stassi believed you. Like, she's just having a reaction to it that is obviously so suspicious and strange.
It's just deeply uncharacteristic of her to be like, I actually don't give a shit that you said that at all. I only care about how Stassi feels.
And it's like, what?
You've never cared about how your friends have felt before.
And also, you should, if this is untrue, you should obviously care that Katie is spreading the rumor, not just care that Stassi is believing it.
Yeah, you should obviously be deeply upset with Katie.
Yeah, way more mad at her than Stassi.
Yeah.
Obviously. At the end, basically, Stassi just is like, I don't even know how to act around Kristen because she, at this point, like, obviously believes that they had sex. And so mm-hmm. she's like, I'm just going to, like, be fake to Kristen and try to, like, get someone to tell me the truth.
Yeah, she's just going to pretend to be nice to her until she figures it all out.
Yeah.
Okay, now we're at Sir. Lisa is kind of wandering around checking in on the guests as she occasionally does. Mm-hmm. I would love if I was at Sir and Lisa Vanderpump came up to me.
Yeah.
That's like the reason I would go there.
I know. That would be a dream come true.
To be honest, when she talks to him, sometimes it's a little bit awkward. I don't know. I don't think her social skills interacting with people that aren't like her little Muppets at the restaurant and then her fellow housewives are like a little bit stunted. So then she approaches Guillermo, who is holding Jiggy for some reason.
Yeah, the sex monster.
Yeah, the little sex monster. And they're kind of going over reviews of the restaurant, even though Sir is number two on Open Table.
How is that possible?
Which is shocking
Does
to
she
me.
Mean in all of LA?
That just literally can't
that
be true.
That has to be like a very number two
in what? What category?
Like restaurants on Santa Monica Strip?
Maybe like restaurants in the neighborhood. Because there's Michelin star rated restaurants in Los Angeles.
But I feel like there would even be way better restaurants in West Hollywood than that.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah. The food is not very good, famously.
Shocked, nor is the service. I was shocked for her to say that we're number two on Open Table. But maybe they just literally get a ton of reservations on Open Table and it has nothing to do. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I'm thinking maybe it's not to do with reviews. It's to do with number of bookings.
I think it is to do with number of bookings, but that still shocks me.
Yeah, me too.
But I guess it's like, honestly, that restaurant is literally huge, like mm-hmm. physically giant. So.
And it's season two of the show and they're very popular now. Yeah. So I get why people would want to eat there.
Still shocked to hear that information though, obviously.
Hugely shocked. So they're number two on Open Table, but they're still getting negative reviews.
Yep.
For example, there was a negative review about Sheena having her foot out.
And it's also so funny how it's like obviously all people who watch the show because all of the reviews name the people by name.
Yes. And it's literally like Sheena had her foot out when she was at the hostess stand, which is gross and inappropriate. Except for one of the reviews was just quote unquote, the girl seemed like a bitch.
Like, so that had to be about Kristen, obviously.
Yeah.
But I guess it could also be about Stassi.
Lisa reads that one and goes, the girl seemed like a bitch. No name. And then just shrugs.
And then literally some of them are like, Jax and Peter are sexy.
Yeah.
Ugh.
I mean, I can't imagine writing that review, but some people feel that way and that's totally okay. I think you should get help for that kind of feeling, but whatever. Their plan is to bring in a secret diner.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's not called a secret diner. That's what I wrote this whole...
It is called a... They definitely call her a secret diner.
Okay.
I think so, because that's what I wrote down too.
Okay. A secret diner is just like somebody that they hire to come in and like pretend to be a regular diner.
So strange that they bring in.
I know, she's weird as fuck. But she's gonna like kind of report back to Lisa on the service.
Yeah,
because Lisa says that like when she's in the restaurant the staff is acting perfectly and then when she leaves they misbehave. That's just patently false.
They're obviously acting awful.
They get in screaming matches in front of her. Yeah. Like that her being there means nothing to them. But yeah, so like that's their plan. They're gonna bring in a secret diner.
Yeah,
that's like the big subplot of this episode.
Legit, it is a really funny one though.
I know, it's so funny.
Okay, so then we're at Kristen and Tom's apartment. God damn, are they so weird.
This the opening of this scene made me laugh.
So the scene opens with Kristen just alone in the living room strumming on the guitar
extremely forlornly.
Yeah,
she's sad girl hours.
Mm-hmm. Tom walks in dressed in a deep ass black cotton vest, over top a striped tank top, obviously his favorite look, which is beanie covering his whole head and hair.
beanie concealing every piece of hair every he has.
Lock of hair he has. His favorite fucking accessory.
And when it's so like baggy on it's the back
crazy.
Dude.
It's like so crazy.
It's one of the fugliest hats I've ever seen, and he can't stop rocking
he
it.
He's obsessed with it. And well, anyway, he's obviously wearing aviator sunglasses and a dog tag necklace. Mm-hmm. And then Kristen sees him and says, "Hola,
hola, girl."
They are legit so weird.
They are so cringe core. Like it they is are cringe-core. Insane.
Hola. when your guitar, your man comes in the ugliest outfit you've ever seen. Hola. Hola. So fucking funny. Okay, he comes in with just like a huge ass bag of laundry for them to fold together.
Well, for her to fold.
Well, yeah, she's like, me fold it for you. I was like, don't offer that. I know. To your man who cheated on you for a weekend in Vegas.
You know he can't fold a shirt, right? Because
then they go into the bedroom and he's like shaking it out and she's like, don't do it like that.
It
don't
pissed
do it like
me
that.
Off so bad. He opens the bag, shakes out all the clothes onto the bed, and then she's like, can you stop? He is like a child.
Okay, so she tells him about the sidewalk sale and how Stassi was being weird and like talking about the rumors about her and Jax. We find out that Tom just like doesn't believe the rumors because he's like, Kristen would never do that.
Kristen would never do
I
that.
I literally don't know why
cannot
he thinks
cannot believe those words came out of his mouth.
I literally don't, sorry, I'm like pitch silent. I actually don't know what to say. Like, I'm like, you cheat on her. Why would she not? And
you
she
cheat on
hates
her.
You. Why would she not cheat on you back?
Yeah. And
do you know what
she,
I mean? It's just like, what do you mean she wouldn't do that?
Her behavior is famously unpredictable.
Yeah.
There's almost nothing she wouldn't do.
Yeah. And I would even argue that her sleeping with Jax is like predictable. I don't know. It's really hard to say because of their whole thing where they want to be David and Victoria Beckham, obviously. Like maybe he's just saying that to the cameras and then he actually does have doubts.
He must have some kind of doubt. Like, I think it is like,
it would be crazy not to.
It would be crazy not to. But in my heart, I also believe like he thinks like she wouldn't do that. She wouldn't do that to me. He's not very smart.
He is not smart at all. We can't measure him on a scale of smartness. We can only measure him on a scale of like dumbness. Kristen once again is being very strangely calm and she's just like, I'm not gonna harp on it, like I'm not gonna keep talking about it.
It's like, bitch, your favorite thing in the world is to harp on something. What do you mean?
I know. And then Tom is like, well, if you look on it, if you want to look at it like the silver lining, at least we both have cheating rumors going on.
Yep.
Both of us. I was like, what the fuck? Why would you bring that up?
Silver lining.
Both of us have rumors going around that we cheated on the other person.
And it's like, hello? Okay, Tom, yours are substantiated by your behavior in the restaurant.
Yeah, and the fact that you cheated on her.
You've cheated on her before, 100% confirmed.
Yeah.
You've cheated on her now, like, with Ariana, like, 90% confirmed.
Yeah, 100%.
Don't bring that up.
It's so crazy to bring that up.
I don't,
and yeah. To be like, well, look on the bright side. Because how is that positive?
At least now we both know how it feels. Don't use that as a point to bond you two together.
No.
That is a horrible foundation to build your relationship on, but the foundation's already rotted out of that relationship.
Yeah, the foundation of their relationship has been like eaten by maggots.
We are at brunch. Brunch is what Stassi lives for. It's what she works for. It's what she spends her whole paycheck on, she says. It's Stassi, Jax, Peter, Kristen Kelly, Schwartz, and Katie. And Stassi is like inviting everybody to this boozy brunch so that she can get Jax really drunk and get the truth out of him.
Yeah.
She literally is going like Sherlock mode. Like she's hatching plans and seeing them through, which made me laugh. So they're all there just like getting really drunk. They bring out this massive, massive cup that they pour a bunch of champagne into. And there's like a million straws and they're all pretending to suck on it like a penis.
Yeah.
Including Jax, which really made me laugh when he did it. Because like all the girls are doing it. It's like a bunch of straws all together. They're putting their mouths around it. And Jax goes, I want to do it.
me. Jax.
And then he does it. Me, Jax. He does it with his back to the camera so we don't get to see, but like, whatever. Jax is really excited to be there. He like has no clue that there's a a plot happening against him at all.
Jax is really excited to be
here. He is. Like, he's thrilled.
He is freaking out.
He was like, this is what Los Angeles is like. Like, you can go out on a Sunday and get drunk at a brunch spot. You can't do that anywhere else in the world.
They are literally partying crazy style. Like, they're basically getting bottle service at brunch.
I know.
I was like,
well, eventually they like get up on the bar and are dancing around.
Yeah. And we obviously, I know, like, bottomless mimosas, people get shit-faced at brunch, but they are like really kind of like partying almost club style at the brunch spot.
Yes, because usually when you're having bottomless mimosas, you're sitting in your chairs. Yeah. They're like running around the restaurant. Yeah. And like getting that one massive drink and like, yeah. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised if they were doing shots. They didn't show us, but still. Jack says he's a 9.5 out of 10 drunk, which I actually don't believe.
I don't believe him. And for him, a 10 is so drunk.
I know, because I've seen him way drunker. I believe that he could be on massive amounts of cocaine and that's how he's still standing.
Yeah.
But he says he's a 9.5 and not a 10 and that's why he's still standing. No
I
think
way.
It's something else. No, I think it might be something else given what we know.
Given all that we know.
Yeah. So Stassi takes Christina Kelly to the side to kind of recap to her the situation with Kristen. Mm-hmm. Christina Kelly famously hates Kristen's ass
literally,
so bad.
It's so funny.
Thinks she smells bad, doesn't want her around, thinks the world is a cleaner place without her.
Something on a past episode that I forgot to mention is that another person said that Kristen smells of old coffee and cigarettes. Just
who
for the
said
record.
That?
I forget who it was, probably Jax, but literally like multiple people have said that, which is crazy for multiple people to be like, Kristen stinks.
Well, the thing is, like, they all smoke cigarettes because I've seen it.
Yeah.
But Kristen, like, I think they are trying not to smoke on camera.
Yeah.
Or to like hold the cigarettes down so you can't see them and stuff like that. Kristen is just like ripping cigs absolutely nonstop, which like more power to her. I've been there, girl. But that is going to make you kind of
stinky.
Stink.
Yeah, of course.
But Christina Kelly is like, Stassi, Kristen would 100% do this to you. She is conniving. She is sneaky. Like, this is well within her pattern of behavior. Mm-hmm. She definitely did this.
Yeah.
Which I think kind of pushes Stassi over the edge to be like, she did it.
Yeah.
She did it. It gets her to that. It gives her that 2% to get her to 100% believe the rumor. Yeah. And Stassi knows that she has never once been wrong about Jax.
Yeah.
She has always been correct in her assumptions about Jax's behavior, even when nobody else believes her. Christina and Stassi are having a little sidebar and they come back into the main restaurant. And that's when all of the guys are up on the table on the bar, dancing around, I think with their shirts off. Do they have their shirts off?
They have their shirts off and people are putting tips in their waistbands.
People are putting tips in their waistbands. Yeah.
What?
I don't know. I don't understand what kind of restaurant this is.
No, I literally do not understand.
Because it looked like a normal restaurant when they walked in.
It did look like a normal establishment when they walked in and then it went like crazy mode.
And then somehow they're letting people get up on the bar and stuff.
It's so crazy.
It's so gross to get up on the bar with your shoes on. No offense.
Yeah, it's also disgusting to stick a $1 bill in the waistband of Jax Taylor.
Yeah. And Stassi goes, perfect. He's almost drunk enough.
Yes. Then we're at Villa Rosa.
Villa Rosa.
And basically we find out that Lisa found a young food blogger to be the secret diner.
She's also a chef.
Well, yeah, I was just going to say, she says she's a chef and then shows her new scarf from cooking.
That was so weird.
That part was so strange. She just like shows Lisa her scar and then it's kind of quiet and she's like, I don't know. It's so weird. This girl has a really strange like vibe about her. Melina.
Yeah, she's worked for multiple Michelin star establishments. Yeah.
Yes. And Lisa basically explains to her like, look, we get great reviews, which literally isn't true. Not only can't be true, we just saw that isn't true.
We know it's not true.
Yeah, she's like, we get great reviews. It's a funky restaurant. But the thing is that the service, it's bad occasionally.
Yeah, she's literally like, listen, we get great reviews, but we get really bad reviews.
Listen, the reviews are great, but the reviews are really bad about the service. What? Like, we just watched her read off a litany of terrible reviews, and she's like, people love it.
People love this funky spot.
But they also hate it.
But they do not like the service. Not even one bit, because it's bad.
It's really bad. She basically is like, sometimes the wait staff is a bit too comfortable. They fight in the restaurant. whatever. She just tells Melina to be a little bit of a pain in the ass to the waiter. She's like, yeah, like, order something and then flag someone else down and be like, when is it coming? Blah, blah, blah. I mean, it's very run-of-the-mill stuff, I think, for if you were a secret diner. She's just like, yeah, just like engage with many people and don't be afraid to like give them a bit of a hard time.
Or yeah, like, she's like, send something back. Yeah, like, whatever. Ask them about the menu.
Yeah.
Melina goes, do they know about the menu? And Lisa goes, yeah, 100% they should. Girl, you know they don't. You know they don't know about the menu. The only dish that Stassi ever mentions is the crispy chicken. Okay, we're back at brunch and Stassi's ready to talk to Jax. So she pulls him outside. She's with Christina Kelly. Mm-hmm. She opens with, first of all, did you fuck Kristen?
Yeah. Yes. I wrote that I do think she needs to have a kinder approach. Like,
I think so too.
She is coming in attack mode. I know that Jax would immediately melt if she was just a little bit kind to him.
He would fold in a second.
100%. If she just came in and was like, look, like, I will not be mad at you if mm-hmm. you tell me the truth. Like, really? He would tell her the truth.
He would tell her the truth. Would.
But she just like can't, which is funny.
I know, because she's like too upset. And
I get it. Why would she be able to be nice to him? But I do just think that if she could, but that he would have
told her. I wish that she could, because like she's able to do it for Kristen. Yeah, but Jax is such a different case.
Yeah, but Jax has literally caused her like immense amounts of trauma.
He has like seemingly forgiven. He has the brain of a fucking goldfish. Like, he was so mad at her last episode. They got in that fight where he called her a fucking bitch in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And now he's like, can't wait to go to brunch with my friend Stassi.
I know.
I like don't.
I know.
I don't get it, but whatever. She's like, okay, first things first, did you fuck Kristen? And he obviously immediately and vehemently denies, yeah, saying that's like banging my sister. That's gross.
I literally also can't believe the way that they are addicted to using the verb bang.
I love it. Oh, it's so I funny. Love it. But I love have, saying banging.
But I have never said that in earnest. And they literally constantly are like, did you bang her?
I know.
Is it because they're not allowed to say fuck?
No, they say fuck all the time, yeah, too.
What the hell?
I don't know. It's just like the vibe of the era, I suppose.
It's so nasty, though. Like, ew, Kristen banging Jax is so much worse than Kristen fucking Jax. It's like so nasty.
I know, but I've literally like, I feel like I've heard Stassi crying saying like Kristen banging Jax before. Like, it is not funny to them at all. No, there's no joke to the word bang. It's
so crazy.
He goes, that's like banging my sister. That's gross. I might have had sex with a lot of people, but not Kristen. Not Kristen. Why are you doing that?
They literally can't help themselves.
I know.
They like cannot help themselves. I don't know like why. It's just, it is funny like how bad of a liar they both are.
I know.
I literally don't understand it, but I don't understand it, but they're just such bad liars.
I mean, Jax is just stupid too, because he's not going to get back in good graces with Stassi ever.
No.
He's just not.
No.
So his best course of action would be to tell her the truth and apologize before Kristen.
Yeah.
So that she can be mad at Kristen for being a liar and be happy with Jax for being a truther.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he doesn't have that kind of forethought.
No.
And he in fact feels that the girls are attacking him right now because they don't have sex with their boyfriends.
Yeah. He's saying, I think he in that is kind of specifically throwing that shot at Katie, because who the fuck else would he be talking
about? Yeah, 100%. He says something dumb here that made me laugh. He goes, yeah, they don't have sex with their boyfriends, so that's where it's all steaming from. And then he goes, stemming. That's where it's stemming from.
God, he is so stupid.
Yeah. He's just like denying. Yeah. He says he's not attracted to Kristen.
And they say you bang people you're not attracted to all the time.
And it's literally like, yeah, got you there.
Literally.
True.
Yeah.
You had six, maybe, I don't know, seven girls in the past week and a half.
And you're telling me they're all stunners? No way. Just kidding. I'm sure they're all way more attractive than him.
Yeah, they're probably all beautiful. It sucks the kind of girls he bags, but whatever. Then he like walks away. I mean, he's not a 9.5 drunk, but he is drunk. So he just kind of like walks away.
Yeah.
And Stassi is just kind of left deeply confused and sad and upset. Yeah. Because she still doesn't quite know what to believe. She's hurt by her friends.
Well, she's literally getting gaslit by two people.
She's getting gaslit. Ultimately, what's happening is that
two people are gaslighting the shit out of her.
Yes.
This show really, it's hard because I was thinking about this too with like, there's so many terms that have lost their meaning, but really in this show are so relevant, aka gaslighting and Jax love bombing, two things that I'm like, those have lost complete meaning, but this, they literally are gaslighting the shit out of her.
Yeah, this is where gaslighting and love bombing are steaming from, basically.
Steaming from, yeah. Mm-hmm. So then we're back at Sir. Stassi tells Lisa about the rumor. Lisa literally shuts her eyes and goes pitch silent.
It was so crazy.
Saucy's like, I can't do it because literally what she does is go silent and closes her eyes, so it won't really translate on an audio medium, but it is really funny. She kind of acts like she's been shot through the chest or something. And then we like learn in the talking head that Lisa's like, I can't tell Stassi that, of course I've heard these rumors before.
I can't believe Lisa has heard them. Everybody is doing a really good job of keeping them
from Stassi and Christina Kelly,
I think.
Yeah. So she asked Stassi if she thinks it's true, and Stassi is like, I don't know, it just makes sense, like the timeline, because it's when everyone was mad at me. She says, she's like, don't you remember when? And Lisa's like, leave me out of this.
Please don't involve me. Seriously.
Please do not involve me in this. Stassi's like, don't you remember when Sheena and I kept saying that Kristen was quote unquote oddly obsessed with Jax?
Which is something me as the viewer, you as a viewer, notice. We picked up on.
She is, and I really, but like,
you oddly know obsessed was, is so funny.
Yes. And you know that she was doing even more weird shit too.
100%.
I really want to see like just clips of her being quote unquote oddly obsessed with Jax, obviously.
Let me say something quick. When this exact situation happened to me,
right?
I was like, about the girl, damn, why are you FaceTiming him so much? Why are you texting him all the time? Why are you guys hanging out without
you're oddly
me?
Obsessed.
You were oddly obsessed with him. Well, guess what, honey? They were fucking in his dorm.
So then it's secret diner time, and Lisa's kind of like, wow, what an amazing night for Stassi to have a meltdown.
Yeah.
Because the secret diner is here, and Stassi's like freaking out, obviously.
But you know what? She's doing a really good job of not having a meltdown.
She is.
Well, because she's in fact gathering mode. Yeah. She's not ready to strike yet.
Yeah, she's hunting and gathering right now. Yeah, and then Lisa just kind of like menacingly walks around the restaurant for a little bit. And then Melina comes in with her friend.
Melina's there with her friend.
Melina and her friend get a drink in the garden or whatever the fuck it's called, like the little bar. Yeah. I don't know. The restaurant is divided in a way that doesn't like fully make sense.
It feels
sense
like
to
it's
me.
Split up into 1,000 different sections.
Yes.
But I think they start in the garden and then they go to the lounge. Yeah. Or maybe they start in the lounge and then they go to the restaurant.
They start in the lounge and go to the restaurant. I think the lounge and the garden are, you know what? Let me not speak on things that I might not understand, but they do start the lounge. Katie is like using the POS system, the like computer, to show Sheena some like random fuck shit or whatever.
But
and
bro, she's like trying to school her on the POS. Yes. And I was like, Katie,
that's yes.
Stop,
no,
dude.
Exactly.
Like, you actually were just being so evil vicious to her.
That's exactly what I noted. I was like, it is crazy for Katie to be trying to show Sheena some shit and like one up her when she was literally just so fucking rude to her. Like, she needs to
to be sucking Sheena's ass right now. You were so mean,
and she was so shameful around Kristen and Stassi for what she did. And it's like, you need to feel a little bit of shame around Sheena too. You were so fucking mean to her,
and like, Sheena's there for good, like,
yeah. Literally.
So, and Stassi is friends with her at this point.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Suck it up. Be nice to her.
Yeah. Sheena goes up to Tom and complains about Katie, and Melina is kind of like, I think that's my waiter over there talking shit with that man.
She's like, so my waitress is just kind of like standing around at the bar.
Yes. And then she walks up and takes their order. She tells them that her favorite drink is the Big Pinky. Nasty. I hate that so much. The Big Pinky.
Before she goes over to the table though,
yeah,
Tom tells Sheena about the Jackson Kristen rumor.
Oh yeah. And then Sheena like is obviously beaming, like smiling so big.
Her jaw drops, her eyes get huge, and she breaks into a giant smile.
And it's so funny that literally everyone including Lisa has heard, but somehow Sheena has been left.
Yeah, it's like they're keeping it from Stassi and Christina Kelly. They just straight up forgot to tell Sheena.
Yeah, like they're just, no one is gossiping with Sheena. Melina and her friend ask Sheena about the corn fritters, and she's like, you know what? I literally have never had those.
That girl, that is so me. I do that at my restaurant. People will be like, how's this wine? And I'm like, I don't know.
Queen, I don't know.
Let me go check in the back. Me checking in the back is literally me Googling the wine.
But that makes so much more sense with wine.
Yeah, of course.
Because like all they wanted her to say was
they're good. You can just say they're good.
You really can. They get their drinks. They like them a lot. And then Sheena goes back to talking shit with Tom.
Yeah.
And she's just like, basically, it's just like, Katie needs to stop like coming for me for no fucking reason, which I agree with.
Yeah.
And she's like, especially given the fact that her hair is so fucking ugly, she needs to wash her mouth. Yeah. Melina flags down Katie. Sorry.
It's
the
funny.
Secret diner's just making me laugh.
I know. It's so funny to put a secret diner in there. It's so stupid. And also, like, Lisa gave them these tasks to do, like, flag one down and, like, ask for something else. They're not doing the tasks. They're just receiving poor service.
And they need to do it.
So they have to flag another waiter down. They have to do it.
Yeah. Lena flags down Katie to be like, where are my corn fritters?
Where the fuck are my corn fritters?
And she's like, I will check. And then instead of checking, Katie kind of awkwardly goes up to Sheeta. She is being so strange. She walks up. There's like a kind of a little branch above her head. And she like does a little like, look up there. I don't know. She's being so weird.
She is just like clearly uncomfortable.
Yeah. She's
because she was so mean to her. And she now like obviously has to apologize. Yes. And she's not good at it.
And she's kind of like, look, I'm not trying to like, she says like, I'm not trying to ruin anyone's relationship, which I believe that part mostly, whatever. But then to Sheena, she goes, I'm not trying to hurt you.
Yeah,
you were.
You're doing nothing other than trying to hurt her.
There was Sheena, you literally unprovoked started like saying the most viciously rude things about Sheena.
Ripping her to shreds.
The only point of that was to hurt her.
Yep. She needed to just like really just like take a piece of humble pie and just be like, I am so sorry for what I did.
And I like shouldn't have said that stuff.
Yeah.
To say I wasn't trying to hurt you. It's like, that is literally exactly what you were trying to do.
All you were doing was trying to hurt her.
So then Melina is like, our food should have come within 10 minutes. We haven't gotten it yet. And then they get their corn fritters. They get the check.
When Katie apologizes to Tom, he goes, it's all good. Not the end of the world.
I know. Yeah. I know.
She said that your girlfriend fucked Jax. That's really bad. Tom, they're all being really gentle with Katie.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Well, I think I know why Jax and Kristen are doing it. I think they're doing it because they literally are like, let's just move past this. Like, they literally just want to stop talking about it. I don't know. I don't know why Tom did that. I actually don't know why Tom reacted that way.
It makes me feel like Katie does this so often.
Yeah.
That if you were to hold it against her, like,
you wouldn't be able to like spend any time.
You wouldn't
with
be
her.
Able to spend any time with her whatsoever.
Yeah.
Because even Jax is like, Katie gets drunk and runs her mouth.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess that could be it. I must be.
But that makes me so sad for her. She has a really bad problem then.
They all have really bad problems.
I know. I know.
Kind of everyone except for Sheena. Anyway.
I know, but Sheena has a problem of being ignorant to her husband's pill addiction. So that's a problem in and of
that's
itself.
That's true. I thought you were going to say Sheena has a problem with being annoying. So then after Melina and her friend get the check, they go into the main restaurant.
They go into the main restaurant and Stassi is their server. She takes their order. They get like a wine and one of them gets another jalapeno margarita. Mm-hmm. She had one in the lounge and she wants to have it in the restaurant too. Stassi goes to put their order in with Jack. She walks up and she says, you totally did bang her. I know you're lying.
Yep.
Just kind of has to open with that before she can get her drink
just
order
kind
in.
Of like whips that out under her breath.
Yep. And then she gets a drink. She takes them back over. Mm-hmm. The secret diners try them. The wine is fine, but the drink is bad.
Yeah.
The jalapeno margarita is bad.
Wait, also a really quick side note. The bottled water, like if you got like tap or still or whatever and they mm-hmm. got still, was Voss.
Yep, they got a big bottle of Voss water.
Which made me laugh anyway.
I miss Voss water. It was such a thing back in the day. Anyways, so the secret diner has to send her drink back because it's bad. Another one of Lisa's tests, send something back.
Yeah.
Well, she just had to do it anyways.
Yeah, she basically was like, this tastes extremely different from the other one that I had.
Mm-hmm. She was like, this isn't spicy at all.
No.
And Stassi goes,
and it's really sour.
Yep. Stassi goes, I'm sorry, it's probably because Jax made it.
Yep.
Of course, he's a really bad bartender.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
So she takes it back over to the bar. However, when you return a drink to Jax at the bar, he does not remake mm-hmm. it any different. He just, I'm assuming, like, puts it down behind the bar for a second and then lifts it back up and gives it right back to you. Or he remakes it and he doesn't change a single thing because he says people don't notice.
Yeah. And she's like, it's way better.
Yeah. Some people are just fussy. Some people just want to put up a little bit of a fight. And Sheena pulls Stassi aside because she wants to talk to her about that awful, awful night that they had.
Yep.
So they go into the bathroom. Sheena just basically says, like, I wish that you had defended me, which is so fair.
Yeah, it's pretty mild.
It's like so obviously like you would want your friend to defend you in that situation where you're being destroyed.
Well, she says like, we just hung out and Katie and Kristen were saying things like, no one here likes you. You suck. Like, you're a piece of shit. It's like,
they literally had gotten dinner.
Patently false.
Yes. They had gotten dinner earlier that night.
Yeah.
And Stassi just kept her mouth shut. And she's like, I'm sorry about that. Well, I should have stuck up for you.
She also kind of, she's like smiling huge and is like, I can't believe I didn't say anything.
I know.
Girl, do not laugh right now.
Don't laugh right now. That's really fucked up. Anyway. But Sheena's ready to forgive her because she wants to dish about the Jax and
I know. Kristen situation. Just had a little bit more of a backbone. I was like, don't forgive her.
I know. Well, she's going to forgive her immediately for kind of a couple of reasons. Number one, she needs to be in with Stassi.
Yeah.
And number two, like, she needs the info on what's going on.
Well, and it's a perfect opportunity for her to say, like, yeah, Kristen is a bad friend. Nothing like me, though.
Yep. Yeah, she Girl. Was like... She was like, you and I haven't always seen eye to eye, but you know that I would never fuck Jax.
And I believe that. I actually believe that when she says it.
Yeah, 100. I know she would never fuck Jax. Sheena is a lot of things, but she's not a cheater.
No, and she would not fuck Jax. Do you know what I mean?
I mean, Jax wouldn't, no offense. Literally, literally, and I mean this so wholeheartedly, no offense to Sheena. Jax, I don't think would fuck her.
I think he would fuck her.
I mean, I guess he would fuck anything per his own words.
Yes.
But I don't know. So Stassi clears her table and gives him the check. And then...
exactly.
Katie approaches Jax at the bar, I guess, kind of to apologize.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. Katie's a really bad apologizer.
Yeah.
She's just so awkward with it.
She literally is being like quirky with it.
Yeah, she's being quirky with it. She's like, ugh, I really don't like to watch it.
I know. The way that she walked up to Sheena and Tom was so strange. I was like, girl.
She just is so uncomfortable. But Jax is like not that mad at her because she quote unquote drinks and runs her mouth all the time. So it's water under the bridge.
Yeah. He's like, let's just forget about it.
Yeah. Which like... Obviously, you want to forget about it. Duh. It's just the end of the scene is that Jax is on his fucking cell phone. Well, yeah, a bunch.
Jax has been on his phone the entire fucking scene.
Jax has been on his cell phone the whole time.
Yeah.
And the secret diners are like, okay, so that guy is on his phone a bunch. And the service in here is...
You know that he's just like coked out texting a bunch of people that he does not even need to be talking to.
100%. Texting people like, what's up?
Literally, what's the move later?
Yeah. And so the secret diner's like, okay, that guy's on his phone a bunch, but like whatever. The service in the lounge was really bad and mm-hmm. the service in here is better than really bad.
Yep. So then the next day at Sir, Lisa shows up to give Sheena her report. She's kind of like randomly right. Stassi actually got a good review.
Yeah,
which
well,
is funny.
I mean, Stassi did a good job.
She was being a good waiter. Yeah. Yeah. She basically tells her like, we had a secret diner in the restaurant last night and they had some like things to say about you. And Sheena's like, no way. Like
Sheena is like, no.
She's
no.
like, I gave every table 100%. Like I gave everyone great service last night.
Oh my God. Wait. And,
yeah.
Also, Sheena has in her worst bun to date. It is the tightest I've ever seen it and the biggest I've ever seen it.
It is huge.
It's huge.
And Lisa's basically like, okay, so then why were you shit talking with Tom for 10 minutes before you sat these two people?
Yep.
Like they were like, I think that's my waiter. And you were like talking shit with Tom. And she's like, okay, sorry. Like, whatever. It's not a big deal. Obviously, Lisa just like doesn't care. Like she just doesn't really care.
I mean, she's not really going to do anything about it.
No, not at all.
What? She's going to make them be really good at their jobs at the expense of the show? I don't think so.
It's way too late for that.
Yeah.
And so then she confronts Jax and is just like, your drinks were bad and you were on your phone the entire night last night. And his jaw literally drops. And then Lisa's like, do not pretend that that's not true. And he's like, you're right. I'm sorry. And he basically says that he was on his phone because like of these rumors that were flying around. He literally tries to be like, sorry, it was just like, there was a lot going on. He tries to say he was checking his phone because of all the rumors.
It's I
like,
know.
Everyone that is involved with the rumors were there with you in person. You weren't like communicating.
Who would be texting you about it?
Unless he was literally texting Kristen.
He could have been texting Kristen.
That's the only person he could have been texting that would like
but
apply
also
to.
Like no chance. Like no, you were texting Kristen all night long.
No, literally he was just texting like random people that we don't know, as we said, being like, what are you up to?
Well, then the secret
like,
diner
wanna hang later.
Isn't the secret diner like, is that guy must be playing Candy Crush the amount that he's on
yes,
his phone?
Literally.
Like he probably
he
was just like playing
been,
a game.
Yeah, 100%. He also to Lisa's like, do you really think that I would like do the same thing, like talking about the rumors. He's like, do you really think that I would like do the same thing twice to Stassi? I guess like
yeah he goes
betray her again. And she's like, yeah I do. 100%. I do think you would do the same thing twice.
He goes, you know me, Lisa, do you really think I'm gonna go down the same pattern I've gone down before?
Your whole life is repeating the same pattern over and over and over again.
Yeah, you've been doing it for years and you're gonna do it for years to come. Literally. So yeah, I do think so. Now we're at Katie and Tom's apartment. Mm-hmm. Katie's hanging out in the living room and Stassi arrives with some Starbies. Yeah. Katie's been avoiding Stassi. Obviously, she feels uncomfortable around her. Katie is clearly not good at like earnest confrontation or like mending a relationship because she is just literally so awkward at it, as we've been saying. But it doesn't matter. Stassi's on a fact-finding mission, so she is going to be talking to Katie about the rumors. She's going to be making Katie tell her absolutely everything she knows.
Absolutely everything.
So Katie starts to dish. Basically, she heard from the other Katie. Who the fuck? Who the fuck is the other Katie?
I know, we've never met her before, but...
But she heard from the other Katie.
That is how it came up.
Because Jax and the other Katie were drinking together after their shift one night at Sir, and Jax just straight up told the other Katie.
Yeah.
Big mouth bitch.
He literally loves gossiping even about himself. Like, he loves, like...
He can't help it. He cannot hold it in.
He just loves, like, getting a... He loves getting a reaction out of people.
Yes.
And also, like, I think to him, like, he probably was, like, bragging, quote-unquote, being mm-hmm. like, oh, like, Stassi thinks that she and Kristen are even that good of friends. Well, I fucked Chris. Like, it's like, yeah. He literally, obviously can't help himself from like saying things like
yeah.
that.
Stassi is like, why didn't you tell me? Why the fuck didn't you tell me for real? And Katie's like, well, because I talked to the other Katie and she said like, maybe I misheard him. And then I talked to Jax and he said that it definitely wasn't true and that like it was loud in the restaurant.
Yeah.
And Stassi is like, no, you didn't tell me. You kept it from me because you know it's true. And then it came out and you got really drunk and felt you had to tell me because part of you believes it.
Yeah.
You believe it to be true.
Yeah.
And Katie is like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, like, yeah, straight up. Like,
straight up, yeah.
That's true. So, like, what do you want to do about it? Like, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
And Stassi goes, well, I want to text him from her phone. And you absolutely cannot warn her.
And Katie is so whiny. She's like, I wouldn't do that.
Yes, you...
Why are you whining about it also?
Don't whine about it.
Literally.
And like, I don't know, maybe you would do that. You did keep this rumor for a long time.
100%.
She obviously doesn't want to see her friend group destroyed, which is something that like, I don't understand. It's hard for me to understand that Stassi can't see that. Like, she kept the rumor from you because she didn't want to see everything change, because as soon as you found out about the rumor, Stassi, you said everybody's lives are about to change and I'm going to fucking kill Kristen. So it's like, duh, that's why she kept it from you.
Yeah, but Stassi definitely doesn't understand that. They don't have any type of like emotional awareness. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
she doesn't have empathy in that way. All love to like extend to like look at Katie and be like, oh, Katie is like hurting because she doesn't want our friendship to like fall apart, especially because Katie is like going on insane drunk rampages. It's
right.
Like Katie's just acting out or whatever.
Well, it's hard for them to understand like layers to a situation.
Yeah.
To them, it's like, people make decisions and do actions and like that's it. That's the only thing you can look at mm-hmm. is like what happened.
Yes.
In their perception of what happened.
Yeah.
There's no like, they don't like understand motivation.
No. So then we're at Tom and Kristen's and Stassi shows up and Kristen is like, oh, I didn't know you were coming mm-hmm. here. And she's kind of, it's like, well, babe, that's the point.
Yeah.
And she says like, I can't stop thinking about you and Jax. And Kristen is like, you need to get past that. Like, you need to get past that. Whatever, whatever.
You need to get past it.
And Stassi is like, there is a way for me to get over it. Kristen says, okay. She goes, I'm going to use your phone and have a full on conversation with Jax. And Kristen goes, okay.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, I mean, they obviously must have planned for that, which is so crazy.
Yeah, because Kristen immediately volunteers to do that and says she has nothing to hide.
Yeah.
When in fact, we know that's not true. You have everything to hide. Yeah. So yeah, well, basically Sheena and Shay are ring shopping.
Yeah.
Sheena's picking out her own engagement ring because even though she wants the engagement to be a surprise, she doesn't want the ring to be a surprise. Well, duh.
Yeah, I can't even imagine the type of ring that Shay would choose.
I know. I mean, I feel like they're trying to, this scene is like literally 30 seconds long.
Yeah.
And I feel like they're putting it in kind of to make Sheena seem like neurotic.
Yeah.
But to me, it was like, of course she would do that.
No,
you should
course.
Do that. You should talk about the engagement before. You should talk about the kind of ring you want before.
I don't know if they were doing... Maybe. I also think they're just trying to plant seeds because they are about to get engaged. Yeah. So I guess they don't want it to come out of nowhere since Shay isn't like a character on the show. But I don't know. I literally don't know.
Well, she picks out like a princess cut or something.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I don't know about and is ugly. So then we're back at Tom and Kristen's and everyone is standing around waiting for Jax to text Stassi back. It's like they're waiting for a pregnancy test to come back.
Yes, they are. It is like that.
And he basically responds and is like, I have no clue what you're talking about. Like us, like question mark. Like what, Kristen, what are you talking about? Blah, 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 blah.
Wait, I wrote down what the text was.
Yeah.
Dude, Jax, delete this text right when you get it. I love her trying to talk in Kristen's tone.
Dude,
Jax, delete this text right when you get it. But this whole thing is becoming a big issue. So I need to know if you told anyone else at all about us so I can cover my bases. Mm-hmm. Again, delete this text.
His phone explodes. Stassi starts crying.
Sobbing.
Out of relief, which is obviously so crazy. Kristen goes to hug her and then is like, well, I'm kind of pissed at you. Girl.
Okay.
Girl, you need to be thanking your lucky fucking stars right now.
You just got away with
it. Legit pissing me the fuck off.
Me too.
I understand, like, maybe she's, I don't know. It's hard to say. I'm like, maybe she's trying to act like she would actually be acting if they hadn't slept together. But I also think she does. I think with Stassi in particular, she loves to have something over her.
I think so too.
And loves to like feel power over Stassi, because I just think Kristen is like so insecure.
I think she can't really help herself. And is like
certainly jealous of Stassi.
I know. But it is like, damn, don't say that.
Yes. But she literally keeps saying it. She then is like, I would literally never touch Jax with a 10-foot pole. Stassi's like, well, I just don't know. Like, even if you say that, like, I don't know what he would do. And she's like, listen, like, I, no offense, like, I would never sleep with Jax. Like, you can bet your bottom fucking dollar,
yep,
that both Katie and I would never sleep with Jax.
She was like, Jax is, she was like, Jax can't get me in bed. And Stassi's like, Jax can get anybody in bed, seriously. And she was like, 100%, Jax cannot get me or Katie in bed with him. Like, I promise you. Yeah,
really going overboard.
Going too overboard.
And then Stassi is just kind of like, I'm so relieved. And Kristen is like, apology accepted. Shut the fuck up,
Kristen.
Literally shut the fuck up.
And Tom is in the background being like, yeah,
apology accepted.
Come on.
And Stassi's like, shut the fuck up. Yeah.
Like, you're actually not fucking part of this, Tom.
Literally. And Kristen tries to be like, look, he was really upset too. And it's like, I can't be implicated in your guys' nasty little relationship dynamics,
yeah,
where you literally fucked Jax and he's upset for some, like, I don't give a shit. You,
it's like, ugh, leave me out of that part of it.
Yeah. And so then they kind of just have like, Stassi at this point for now has moved on. And Kristen is like,
yeah, I accept your apology for being so crazy. Like, how, I don't, if I was Kristen, that the guilt and the fear around that that situation would literally eat me alive.
I know.
It would destroy me, that anxiety.
I know. I don't know how she just like is legit.
How can you fuck your best friend's man and then like, I just don't get it. I really don't get it.
She obviously has to be doing like insane mental gymnastics that I don't even understand, where she's like, well, technically, like, she wasn't my best friend at the time, and like, yada, yeah, yada, yada. Like, or she just like doesn't care, really. I don't know.
It's really hard to understand her motivations around this situation for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really know why she fucked Jax in the first place.
I mean, I know why she fucked Jax. I think she's like incredibly insecure.
I know.
And is like, I think particularly with Stassi, I think she's jealous of Stassi.
Well, she's super insecure in her relationship with Stassi and in her relationship with Tom. So it did kind of like kill two birds with one stone.
No,
to fuck best friend, ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, I totally know why she fucked Jax. I don't know how she is like continuing to act this way. Anyway.
Okay, hero and villain.
My villain is probably Kristen.
My villain is Kristen
and Jax,
as well.
Obviously. I'm sorry to say the woman is the villain, but this episode, we saw so much more of her being like, that's disgusting. And the way that she was treating Stassi in that last scene was crazy.
I know.
Like, apology accepted. Like, it was insane. But I mean, her and Jax are obviously the villain.
Yeah.
My hero is probably Christina Kelly for being
She did it.
Yeah.
My hero is Christina Kelly as well. Or my hero is Stassi, because I love when she goes investigator mode.
Yeah.
Because she really like gets the job done. I love her schemes.
She does and she did.
Yeah. Well, she didn't quite. She got misled.
Well, yeah, but she'll get there.
The truth will come out.
All truths will be revealed. Okay, that's the episode.
Okay, that's the whole episode.
You guys should rate, review, and subscribe.
Please,
send it to
please.
A friend. We have a Patreon. And that's it. Yeah.
Thank you guys for tuning in.
Legit, thank you guys so much.
Love you.
Love you. Mwah.